G'day, Evan. How are you going?
Good, Middo. I'm fired up. We're now about 2 weeks away from the Masters, so all systems go, mate.
Bring it on. And tell us about this Australian Golf Digest article on why governing bodies in Australia don't listen to Liv and Greg Norman.
Yeah, the Shark has come out absolutely swinging, or biting, I should say, this morning. He's come out and said a couple of interesting things that basically, in the early days of negotiations between Liv Golf and the Australian governing bodies, that that the Australian bodies weren't willing to negotiate or listen to the offers from Liv Golf, and he made some pretty powerful comments. He's come out and said that when we presented our concept, there wasn't any logic used on behalf of the other institutions, because what they did was prejudge us under the guidance of some other institution. That prejudgment has gotten them nowhere. He's kind of come out swinging there.
Shark, not happy. Mm-hmm. Buddy, back on the Masters, is Tiger in? Has he been confirmed?
Tiger is confirmed. He's in the field.
Beautiful.
He's not going to play an event leading up to that. Just played the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. But he's going to come in underdone, and it's going to be exciting to see him teed up, but he's not going to be a factor. And he may make the cut if the weather permits, if it's warm weather and it doesn't affect his injuries. But other than that, it's just going to be a bit of a ceremonial play from Tiger Woods.
And what about on the Aussie front, mate? Who have we got in?
We've got six Aussies this year. It's quite a healthy contingent, because other years we've had about between four and five players. But we've got five pros and one amateur, led by, of course, Cameron Smith, who was tied second only 4 years ago and had a third and another top 10, won the British Open. We've got Jason Day, major winner. We've got Adam Scott, our only Masters winner in 2013. And we've also got, Cameron Davis is always a solid bet. By the way, he's 151-1, so I would be maybe having a bit of a nibble at him. So, just a solid contingent of six players.
Yeah. And when does the top 50 world ranking cutoff for the Masters happen?
We got you, Evan.
Ooh, too tough a question. What I like to do.
We'll get him back shortly. He's just cut out there. But, of course, we've got the Houston Open this week.
Do you know the answer to that, Middo?
Monday? Yeah.
Geez, that's very good. I'll double check with Evan. I'm just not taking.
How's your golf going, Middo?
Oh, well,
I saw
average.
You having a hit the other day.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm.
What are you playing?
One good shot, three bad shots. I've got to put my handicap in, because at the moment I'm doing so many golf days where you play four ball Ambrose. So
they're the best ones. I played last Friday.
Non-golfers, they're the best ones.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Someone's just got to save you every time. We couldn't make a putt. I was with Reynolds, Marlowe, and our fearless leader, Will. And we had, I reckon, 13 birdie putts. We did not sink one
Shanked
between us.
Okay.
It was just embarrassing. So back to the drawing board. Anyway, Evan is joining us again. So, Laws, what was your question again?
I just wanted to know the top 50 world ranking cutoff for the Masters. When does that occur? Middo reckons it's Monday.
Yeah, that's right, boys. It's Monday. Apologies for that. I was getting massive feedback and my own voice is echoing in my ear. So
it's a beautiful feeling, that.
So basically the last two stages to get into the Masters from here, the field isn't finalised yet. It's sitting at about, I think, 90 players at the moment. It probably will push to about 93. The world rankings, they take the top 50 as of Monday, which is Sunday here. March 31st, top 50 in the world. Any players who aren't already eligible for the Masters will be invited. And then, of course, the winner of the Texas Open the following week usually gets in. We actually had an Aussie win that very last ticket 1 year. Matt Jones, Sydney boy, chipped in a playoff to win the, I think it was the Shell Houston Open at the time, to get into the Masters in 2014. But so we've got those spots remaining. And just before my own voice was echoing horribly in my ear, I was telling you guys about the six Aussies. Of those six, three really good chances: Jason Day, Cameron Smith, Adam Scott. Cameron Smith, of course, and Jason Day and Adam Scott being major champions. So we're sitting a really healthy, six-strong contingent over there. Should be really good. The odds are up on the TAB at the moment. Cameron Smith, $26. Mm. Not amazing value for not a lot of form from him this year, but certainly Jason Day and Minwoo Lee, $31, are both really good bets for those guys. So All systems go for the Masters, where we're counting down to Augusta teeing off on the 11th of April, which will be a Thursday, late Thursday night in Australia, so it should be exciting.
As far as the Houston Open this weekend is concerned, Scotty Scheffler's at, well, I was saying yesterday to Dick Fain, this is like Tiger Woods prices in his prime. $3.25, Scheffler, to win the tournament. I see Rane Gibson is there amongst Aussie contenders. So how do you see this Houston Open playing out this week?
Yeah, one of the more kind of sleepy, boring events on the PGA Tour, but they've managed to wrangle a bit of a field, Jason Day being one of the big names as well. I was going to put this question out on social media last night, you know, maybe some Aussie bookmakers that have a history, you know, right in front of them, but I don't know if Tiger Woods ever got below $3 in his prime. I suspect he would have been, you know, $2.80, $2.90 market at some of the events that he really won, you know, seven or eight times, but Scotty Scheffler at $3.25. I mean, that they are NRL odds for, you know, a pretty shitty team in the competition up against the Storm or Penrith or something like that. But $3.25 for a golfer in a field of 144. I don't know if I want any of that. But he's to lead after the first round, which is a very good chance of doing, is $7 for Scotty Scheffler. So I would have a nibble at that. And then, of course, we've got top Aussie. There's not a lot of value in Jason Day. I think he's at about $1.57. So definitely going with Aaron Baddeley. I think I tipped him correctly last week to be the top Aussie at around the $5 mark. He's $7 this week, Aaron Baddeley, for our top Aussie, the veteran. There's also a nice little bet in Sahith Theegala, Californian bloke, been playing well, was in the top 10 at the Players' Championship, and he lives in this area in Texas. So I would have a go at him. He's $17, playing some good golf. And then, of course, another Texan boy, born and raised Texan boy, Will Zalatoris, is paying $19 to win. He's been in contention, including at the Genesis Invitational recently, and he's also $4.50 for a top five and $2.80 for a top 10. So three good options there. Those are my bets for the week. Nothing sexy, but you know, with the stacked field, top heavy field, I should say, the way it is, I really think one of the big names is going to win this week at the Houston Open.
Love it, Evan. Thanks so much, mate. Enjoy your Easter.
Thank you. You too.